true crime today.
Elizabeth Holmes sentenced to 11 years behind bars, but not without a little surprise.
She's good at that.
She's having a baby.
Lock your doors and hide your children.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And check us out on Apple Podcasts, our channel there. You can get advanced episodes of the show, the archive, everything there, completely ad-free. Daily Briefs on its own commercial-free channel, separate one there for you, all on Apple Podcasts. Please do check that out. Try it for 3 days free. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, full disclosure, I'm a little bit shaken this morning.
Okay.
Because yesterday morning I woke up and you know how you on a Sunday morning you're laying in bed, you're like looking at your phone just like everybody does.
Yeah.
And I saw about that shooting in Colorado.
Yes.
And that I tell you that just breaks my heart. And so they've charged the guy with hate crimes, but I don't think any. And who knows if we'll ever get any answers why the guy did what he did.
Yeah.
And even if you get answers, it won't make it better.
Okay, so for those who don't know, because I've seen the headlines. I honestly did not read much of the story yesterday. So tell me what, and tell everybody who doesn't know exactly kind of what went down. Okay.
22-year-old man went into a gay bar in Colorado Springs and started shooting. Like literally walked in the door and started shooting. And he killed 5 people and 25 people were injured. And 2 people who were in the bar actually took him down. And those 2 people probably saved a lot of lives.
Yeah.
And so the shooter was injured. I don't believe it's life-threatening injuries.
Damn.
Charged with the hate crimes. But, you know, and it's right back where we are. Every time we talk about one of these incidences, you know, it's the thoughts and prayers. And at least the Colorado governor changed it up a little bit and extended his prayers and thoughts.
Yeah, you know, and you think of it.
Instead of the thoughts and prayers.
Shouldn't it? I mean, if you're going in order of importance of if you're sending someone those 2 combinations of things, if we're going in order, I guess you can send them simultaneously. But if you're like, first, I want you to have my thoughts and then you can get my prayers. I guess that's how my mind works. It's like, well, we got to go through the first one. But if you're going in that sort of chronological order, wouldn't you send the prayers first? Because the prayers would be the thing that are beyond you, that are beyond anything that you can do. And thoughts are just kind of like, I'm going to sit over here and simmer on this shit. It sucks that happened to you.
I'm going to think about it. I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. Like,
it's like people have are dead, but I'm thinking about this.
You're walking down the aisle in the corridor of a fairly abandoned mall. There's only a Cinnabon way the fuck down there. And it's fairly dark and you see someone being raped over in the corner. Keep going to Cinnabon going, sending those thoughts, those prayers.
I'm sending that poor girl some thoughts.
I'm sending you thoughts.
Right now.
You need those thoughts. You need my self-loathing and all of my stuff. I'm just sending all that to you because I'm thinking about you in combination with everything else. Like, I really want to go to Cinnabon, but you're being raped over there by what was once a Hallmark Gold Crown store. Here's some more thoughts. It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
And so I don't totally know you know, I'm sure there's more stuff that's going to come out. It's only been like 36 hours ago. But so this guy was arrested in a June 2021 bomb threat incident. I think there needs to be more story filled in here.
A little more context on the bomb threat incident.
The sheriff's office was alerted that he was in possession of a homemade bomb. Law enforcement officers briefed on the investigation told ABC News.
Yeah.
He was charged with 2 counts of felony menacing and 3 counts of first degree kidnapping. But no explosives were found at his home. I'm a little confused by that because why was he charged with felony menacing and first degree kidnapping? But they didn't find a bomb. So I think that needs to be fleshed out a little bit.
Yeah.
But the other thing is Colorado has a red flag law, went into effect in 2020, which allows relatives, household members, and law enforcement to ask a judge to order the seizure of a gun owner's weapons if that owner is believed to be a risk to themselves or others. So that's another thing that I think more information needs to come out on.
Well,
obviously that guy would be a threat.
Yeah.
But would that have changed anything? Did he have guns at the time? Did people know he had guns? You know, so yeah, you can put a law like that into effect, but you know, I could be the craziest person around, and when I'm being totally crazy and calling in bomb threats, they come in, I don't have any guns, but then I went and got some nobody knew about.
Well, here's the deal. People who are going to commit a crime, they're going to get a gun in one way. It doesn't matter quite like, yeah. And I'm all for having sensible gun laws, which I don't think we really have much of, because if you look at, okay, you're trying to slow down a speeding car. Right now, the argument is, you can't, that's going too fast. You can't slow down the speeding car. No, there are, like, throw a trash can in front of it. Change the pavement it's driving on. Make it a gravel road. You know, there's a lot of things where, okay, this is going to affect the speed and the trajectory a little bit, where it's up here right now. We're not just saying crash it into a brick wall. We're saying we need to slow this down, because then in turn, statistically, we'll likely have less of this sort of shit happening. It's not going to stop it. But if we can tick it down 5, 10, 15, 20, 25%, because there's a few more hoops over time, you know, that will make it difficult for people to just kind of get this stuff. And it can't be an on a whim decision. I think most responsible gun owners would be okay with, you know, that sort of thing. It's not going to stop you if you are a responsible gun owner and you have a track record of being that. Not, then cool. You're in the first class to do whatever you need to get done, and get whatever you'd want that's legal. But how about we slow it down for the people who aren't on that track, who do have, you know, a questionable record, and maybe sometimes if you have a record of doing this or that, much like someone with, or if you've ever had a felony, can you buy a gun?
I don't.
You could at a gun show.
Yeah, and I think that that might be a state-to-state thing as well.
I was going
to
say, you know how...
But like, my guess would be no, or maybe it's what your felony... You know, if you were some kind of accountant and you embezzled money, maybe you could buy a gun. I don't know.
How about just across the board? If you commit a felony, just like you can't vote then. Like, this is one where it's like, okay, you did this. You forfeited that right now for the rest of your life. Sorry, we're playing the odds with you, but... That's just tough shit.
And I don't know what kind of gun he used. They just said long gun, like a rifle. So
it could have been an AR. Could have been, I don't know why.
But I have to think he walked into a gay bar shooting. They've charged him with a hate crime. And it just breaks my heart. You know, these are just people out being themselves, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think, one thing we could do as a society is tone down the rhetoric, because there are people out there who are crazy. Like, this guy's not normal. Mm-hmm. A normal person doesn't walk into any bar shooting. But, you know, right now, everybody's so divided and they don't listen to each other. They're very judgmental and, you know, you're wrong and you can't have this book in your school and you can't do this and you can't do that. I just think that, you know, some people like him hear some of that. I'm not saying that's what happened here.
We don't know.
I do think that happens in cases where people take a gun because, well, I'm going to stop them then because I'm so against what they're doing.
Yeah. And if you're to play the odds in this case and go, what do I think this person's motive was? You probably got a good 80-90% chance of that being the motive.
And he was charged with hate crimes. So.
Yeah. And I don't know if they just do that automatically or if it's, do they have to know a motive before they can do that?
My I don't know. I mean, I don't like, know. Because it just, we'll get more information in the next day, a few days. But.
Yeah, obviously it could be other things too. It could be some sort of, I mean, crime of passion or something. I mean, people do that of any persuasion. I mean, there's horrible things that happen. But if you were to play the odds, I would go with, probably a hate crime.
But it breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart. And well, people's lives who will never be the same. There are people who are gone and, you know, their loved ones have to live with, you know, their absence.
Yep.
And I can't wrap my brain around it. I don't get why anybody would, you know, people are just out having fun. And why, you know, I don't get how somebody just decides to go in and start shooting. I don't get it. Same thing with school shootings, all the mass shootings.
Ultimately, it comes down to the mental health of the society.
Mm-hmm.
And if the society is unhealthy, this sort of shit happens.
To get people the help they need. And I think a lot of times, I don't know what happened in this case, but I do think a lot of times conspiracy theories, like people read stuff on the internet and they believe it's true. And they have to protect people, like in their mind, or I have to.
Oh my God! Yeah,
revenge against these people.
Oh, and my God! No, there is so many people out there that you just go, how are they not in like some sort of controlled environment of an institution of sorts? Because that's what we used to do with folks that were really out there. Now it's just like, oh, that's your truth or your reality. Like, okay, cool. You think all of this. We used to go like, I think my cousin has something wrong with him. Like, there's something that's not right, and we need to get them help. Oh, it's just what they believe. But that's not reality at all. And it's scary. It's scary. I get obviously a lot of emails and such here, especially over on our other show, Real Ghost Stories Online. And there's a man who continues to email me. And he makes videos online and posts them about some sort of connection between himself, Run DMC, or whoever got shot in Run DMC, and Jesus Christ, and that they're all involved in some sort of conspiracy.
I almost said, Jesus.
And there's a website, and it's just like, how? I really hope that this person is like, maybe he has internet access, but and he's in a safe environment. I hope he's in a safe environment. It's been going on for years. There's a couple of us, especially in the ghost show world, who've brought that up, and we both get emails from this guy. And it's
I'm telling you that's crazy.
There's crazies. I mean, I know people are offended by saying the word crazy. There's whatever you want to call it. They're not okay. They're not healthy in the mind. Maybe that would be, I don't know. It's whatever. Elizabeth Holmes, she's got 11 years to serve now. But she's having a baby, a second one. I think this just speaks to the level of narcissism in this woman. That she thought that if I get pregnant again, I can have they'll go light on me. Or is she doing this, she's 38. Maybe she is just thinking, if I'm going to do this, I have to do this now because I'm going to go to jail.
But here's the thing. It bothers me because, and I think her boyfriend's got money or I don't know if they're married. So the children will be well taken care of. That's not an issue. But I have to think that she was doing it for leniency, because why would you have a baby knowing that you might go to prison for a very long time?
That to me is very selfish.
Yeah.
To deny your children their mother.
A mom.
Just so you can see their mom
in prison. Which I would think would be kind of damaging on a child's psyche.
Yeah, because by the time they're 11, they just know mom's been in jail. And then, she's one of the kids are going to be like, my mom, she's in prison. Kids don't ever like say, my mom's in prison or my dad's in prison. It's like, Yeah, he's in prison, you know.
And I get, like, you've always wanted kids, maybe. But yeah. I have been tried and convicted on these counts and could face some serious jail time.
Yeah.
But I really want a kid. Even though I won't get to hold that kid or be with that kid. I mean, maybe she can hold the kid in visits. But she won't get to actually be a mom to that child for 10 years. 11 years, maybe with time served, or excuse me, good behavior, she'll get out in 5.
I mean, I see it where it's, I want to have kids. This is my last chance. I have to do it right now. But I do think that is selfish to those, you know, those kids. I get it though. If you want to have kids, she's right. It is her only time in all likelihood that this will be a chance to do it in a less risky way. But come on. I mean, sometimes you just got to, you know, realize what your circumstances are and put your self-centered needs down and say, you know what? I fucked up. I'm not going to be able to have kids and I don't want them to grow up without a mom, but she's going to think I'm going to be a mom. Another fun thing that people that have either super young children or no kids at all don't seem to quite get, but I know you get this, Carol, because you have nieces and nephews and all that you've been there for. But it's that children, for the most part, don't really know. And no matter how much you talk about life before then and what you've done, they don't fucking care. And they don't even, it doesn't process at the time. It's like, you did that? Like, yeah, we talked about that so many times. Oh, I don't know. They know then from their birth and forward, and anything kind of in the past, it's like, it's, you know, it goes to the way back of the brain and maybe it gets pulled up every now and then.
Well, excuse me, like with kids too, it's like, we've all been their age and they still don't and go, well, I did that when I was your age. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I was your age at one time.
Yeah. No, you weren't. You're not my age. It's even more. My thought process on that is, if she's thinking that these kids are going to look at her and go, "Wow, what an amazing this or that," it was your last job. Is what it is to the kids. It was your last job before you went to jail. They're not going to understand the complexity and the genius, I think, of this woman, because I do think she does have that in her, just so misguided with what she did.
And I'm sure I imagine she's a good mom, and I think she probably wanted to be a mom and all that. But I just think maybe the first kid I get, but having the second kid, it's just hard to not think. Because she's someone who manipulated a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to not think that's what she's doing here.
And on the other note, when you have your baby, don't like pick up the baby and go, "Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Mama loves you, baby. I love you, baby." You know, with that deep, weird voice. "I love having a baby. Babies are very nice Elizabeth and cuddly. Holmes. I love the babies."
Yeah. Talk like a man.
Just bring your normal voice back, please. Because it's, please, for the sake of your children, bring it back.
It's weird, though, too. I don't know why I feel kind of sympathetic with her, though. Because it's weird. Like, I think what she did was horrific. I think she took advantage of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's people who were misdiagnosed with things and actually, you know, thought maybe they were dying. And, you know, so what she did was horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then I'm like, well, maybe you got caught up in it. And you thought, you know, if I just got another $500 million, mm-hmm. I could make this work. Maybe that's what she was doing, but you know, I wouldn't wish prison on anybody, but she deserves to be there.
Yeah.
She does.
No, I agree. Birth records show that Holmes and her partner Billy Evans welcomed a baby named William Holmes Evans on July 10th in Redwood City, California. So she just had the baby in July.
She had one in July of this year?
So that's
had to have been last year. She couldn't be pregnant. Or maybe she is.
No, it was July. It was July. It was July of this year. So that's a quick turnaround.
A bizarre turnaround, actually.
Yeah.
July, August, September, October, November, 4 months. Usually it's like, I mean, that can happen.
Yeah.
Not saying it couldn't.
Yeah, the pregnancy was first disclosed to the court in March of 2021 when her counsel and prosecutors filed court papers asking a judge to move her trial start date, given that she was due in July. On Friday, Holmes received her sentence of more than a decade. Judge Edward Davola ruled that Holmes would spend 135 months in a federal prison. She'll serve 3 years of supervised release. She was tried on all 11 counts of fraud for claims made to investors and patients of her Silicon Valley blood testing company, Theranos. The jury found Holmes guilty of 4 of the charges, 3 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Holmes was found not guilty of an additional 4 counts. The jury remained deadlocked on the 3 other charges. Holmes, of course, rose to the prominence in 2014 when she was the CEO of Theranos. What I'm looking for here now, because she made an apology at court the other day. Let me try and find that. Because it was very, it seemed to very much recognize her guilt. But do people who do that really ever not feel their guilt?
Well, I hate to rub this in, but you do owe me $5.
I know. I know.
I hate to gloat over someone's pain, but I made $5. Off of it, so there's that.
Yeah,
I bet Tony that she would get 10 years or more, and you took the 10 years or under. Or you took under 10 years.
Yeah, so you get $5. Congratulations!
Yay!
Congratulations! That will buy you not the good value meal, but the one that's like kind of the cheapy value meal, because good ones are like $10 now. So
okay. Well, I'll come up with the other $5 on my own.
Okay. Well, I do what I can, you know.
Half price for me.
I don't see the apology here, but it was very, I read it and I thought, okay. I mean, it sounded, you know, like there is authentic regret here. And I'm sure she regrets it, but it sounded like more than just for herself. It sounded more of realizing what she did. I mean, although I'm sure it was scripted and so who knows. Of all the apologies that you normally don't see for people that get into situations like this, this seemed one of the more authentic, I will say. Family outraged after a Pennsylvania man who killed his mother took selfies with a body. And here's the fucked up part. Kills his mom.
My God.
Takes some selfies. And the guy, he only gets a 20-year minimum.
Took selfies with his mom's body.
Yeah, yeah. This story is from People. Pennsylvania man who beat his mother to death in 2019 before dumping her body in a bathtub and taking pictures of himself with the corpse has been sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison. On Thursday, David Sumi, 33, of South Fayette, was sentenced to 2 months after he pled guilty to third-degree murder for killing his mother, Margaret Sumi, who is 67. As part of the plea deal, in August, prosecutors dropped more punitive charges of first-degree murder and abuse of a corpse in exchange for his guilty plea. First-degree murder conviction would have left him facing life in prison without parole. He could be released from prison in 17 years, since he's been held behind bars since his arrest in 2019. His mother's family is outraged at the plea deal he made and the sentence he received. He called the prosecutors to speak in front of the court magistrate's older sister, Mary Ellen, and called her nephew less than a piece of trash. She told the court that she wanted him to receive the death penalty. The family's ordeal began back in 2019 when they were unable to reach Margaret at her home in South Fayetteville, just outside Pittsburgh. On September 2nd of 19, police conducted a welfare check at the request of the family and found Margaret's battered, bloodied corpse slumped in a bathtub inside her townhouse on Old Orchard Drive. Officers found the house in chaos. Shattered glass on the floor, blood smeared on the walls, furniture. Margaret died from blunt force trauma to her head, neck, and torso, the medical examiner ruled. When questioned, David told police that he had nothing to do with the murder, with his mother's death. But when investigators took a look at his phone, they found scores of pictures of his mother's bloody body that he took starting at 4:50 a.m. on August 30th. In between many of the photos of the victim appear selfies of the defendant in which she is seen with blood smeared on his face and in one photo giving a thumbs up pose. Sumley had 277 gruesome pictures of his mother on his phone and also videotaped himself.
He had how many?
277. You know, sometimes holy it's just hard shit to say goodbye. Sometimes.
Like he couldn't. 277.
Yeah.
Like, was he doing bursts or something? Like, out.
Me.
That is insane.
I think he was just having a hard time saying goodbye after he killed his mom.
Or he was loving it.
And he videotaped himself watching her corpse off in the tub. So I don't know I don't know if that's like some sort of pornographic thing for him.
Oh my God. His brain is so fucked up.
Well, let's put him in jail and assume that he's going to be okay to come out in maybe 20 years. Let's just see.
Yeah, like that guy's okay to, and maybe that could be 10 years with if he's good.
There's fucking weed charges that are far more extreme than this guy. We're fucking murdering his mom, taking 277 selfies and a video of him washing her corpse off. 17 years you could probably get out in. You weed 70, you're gonna die in there for getting high on the reefer, you motherfucker.
But you I mean, it was bad, but
you, who hasn't
might come around?
Is your mom kind of a bitch too? Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You just snapped. You had one bad day. We all have one bad
day. We have bad days.
We shouldn't be judged on our worst day, right?
No. And you know what? Jesus forgives. So I forgive too. Community service. This guy just has to clean up trash on the highway. Anybody else want to off their mom? This offer is open to anyone right now until Friday at 5. Go get it.
That just blows me away.
On Thursday in court, David expressed remorse for killing his mother. His half-sister, Ellen, told the court that means nothing to her and her family, considering what he did to their mother. You broke her back, she said.
Oh.
You paralyzed our mother, and then you just beat her and beat her. The blood was splattered all along the walls. I think the sickest part is the pictures. The 277 pictures. You only take pictures if you want to go back and see what you did. David, she gave you everything she had. And when she didn't have anything else to give, you killed her, she added. I had no idea you were this kind of monster. And I'm still upset you were not prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This was first-degree murder. David's attorney did not immediately respond to people's request for comment.
Because he's embarrassed he represented him. Poor guy was probably a court-appointed lawyer and had no choice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Although what the half-sister said is spot on. Like, how could you beat some... Like, he beat her so bad he broke her.
It's a crime of... I mean, this is something where it's like you stab somebody 100 times. That's only done.
Like he was so mad.
There was such a rage there that I really wonder what is going through this guy's mind. I mean, I doesn't say anything about abuse. None of the other relatives seem to say anything that, you know, they were in any sort of abusive household. What I'm wondering. Here's my fucked up theory on it, okay? I don't know what I'm basing it on, but here's my fucked up theory on it. I think this guy was in love with his mom. And I think that he was rejected multiple times. And, you know, the mom kind of thought it was weird. And then he was feeling rejected and then went in, you know, hates himself for having these feelings. But the only way to stop it is to kill mom, and also having the rage that he's rejected by mom. So
kind of a psycho thing.
Completely. Yes. It's just like Norman Bates.
My brain was in a different place as you're telling this, because it doesn't have any reason for why he did this, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's why I'm like speculating.
So I was thinking that he is a drug addict and continually went to mom, money, 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 I need, I need, I need, I need.
Yeah.
Stealing stuff from her and everybody.
Sure.
And then she put her foot down and said, I'm not enabling you anymore.
Yeah.
And you're cut off. You're done.
I just don't know why this wasn't like put in the story. Or was it unknown, you know, what the motive is? In some states, you don't have to prove a motive. So I don't know. There's our two guesses. Who knows? Maybe it's a combination of both. Yeah. But there's some sort of thing that made this rage that this is like what you normally only see between, you know, family members or couples. Wow. All right. Well, creepy, fun stuff as we always have here on the program. Thank you guys for listening. We do greatly appreciate it. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, where if you go onto Apple Podcasts, you can get yourself hooked up with 3 days free membership. Get access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, the archive, all commercial free, daily briefs. It's all there for you. Check it out on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today. True Crime Today.